This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, hello.
Hello, hello. Is this thing on?
Hello.
Welcome to the Carson and Kennedy After Show. It is the unfiltered podcast.
Yes.
I feel like I say the name differently every single
day. See, unfiltered after show is what
is that what it is?
Yeah.
Are we sure?
Yes.
No.
I made the graphic.
I was going to say that. That's what the graphic is. That's what it's labeled as on Zed Podcast.
Like I said, I'll have everything set by Friday, and then I won't have to do it anymore.
There you go.
A bingo.
So this is where we just talk about stuff that maybe we couldn't get to in the show or maybe a little...
Too racy.
Too racy or not safe for work or whatever. So just so you know, this there's some NSFW stuff in here. Not that any of you are at work anyway, so...
Sure.
We might swear in your home office, just in case there's some children in your home office.
Gasp!
I know, stop, believe it or not, but in our real life, when we're not on the radio, sometimes we say, fuck.
No.
It's like seeing your teacher out of school, I think, when you hear someone you don't hear curse.
It's my favorite line of Mean Girls. It's like seeing your teacher out of school. It's like seeing a dog walk on its hind legs.
I remember the first time I saw my second grade teacher smoking a cigarette in her car.
No, I would be so upset.
Oh.
Well, my dad smoked, so it wasn't that bad.
I saw my third grade teacher, Miss Waystack, walking out of the liquor store with a bottle of wine because I was canning out front for football, and she was mortified to see me at the liquor store.
She's like, what the hell are you doing here?
I just feel like that'd be like, yes, this is because of you,
this is what you do to me.
Probably. I was just jingling the cup like, what's up? Trying to get new uniforms.
Right?
So I'll go first today.
Okay.
Not necessarily this is... But I can't keep tires on my car.
Did you pop another tire?
It will by today.
Kennedy, what are you hitting?
Thank you. This one, I don't think I hit anything.
No, you should have an answer for what are you hitting. Either nothing or this thing.
Well, I don't know. It's a pretty good answer when it comes to me and driving. So.
That's true. Do you take like turns too tight or something? I feel like you nick a curb a lot.
I nick a curb a lot.
Okay, so we're going to have to work on that.
I just don't... This is a bigger picture story, but I literally don't want to drive.
I know. I would drive you anywhere you need to go. You know that.
It just gives me hives, as you know. Like, if I had a bajillion dollars, then I would get rid of my car and my insurance, and I would hire someone to drive me.
I know.
But then I'd need a car for that. So, but anyway. I feel as though, like, you have bad luck with one thing. Like, my thing is tires. By the time this tire goes, which I'm going to have to just go ahead and get fixed because I'm driving to Maine next week.
Yeah.
I want to say... This has got to be somewhere in the 20s of tires I've purchased since I've moved to Boston.
You've popped two during quarantine, no?
Yeah, I did.
And you're barely even driving.
The first time you left your house, you popped a tire.
Yeah, it had a bit, yeah.
You did.
Yeah.
You did that.
And then I did something else and I had a big bubble in the tire.
Yes.
from which the few people that were actually working here were coming down here saying, please don't drive your car.
Yes.
And I'm like, I know, I'm going to Boston VW. They know me by name. I have a punch card. But this one is just not holding air. And I think this one got flat like a while ago. And
yeah.
And AAA came and fixed it. But you know, those don't always stay forever.
Like the plugs or whatever.
And for some reason, I just have bad luck with tires.
Yeah.
Do you guys have bad luck with one thing in your life?
I really don't have bad luck,
I know, because you're beautiful and shiny and pretty and beautiful.
I mean, I'm sure there's things that I have bad luck with. I guess I just can't really pinpoint anything.
Yeah, because I've got tires, men, and then tires.
Men and tires. Garbage.
Yep.
There's a funny story. When we first moved here, the very first Mix Fest that we had, and it was at the Pavilion.
Yeah.
And I wanted to buy a cute dress.
Yeah.
And so I also had to get a new tire, and that's when I was driving a Crossfire that had very expensive tires. But I wanted the dress.
Did you have to pick between them?
I did. Guess what won?
The dress.
You did. We call it the tire dress. To this day, if I showed you a picture, Carson would be like, that's the tire dress.
Kennedy.
Some things are more important.
But the other one is.
You are one of the smartest people I know and I've ever met in my life, but you make some stupid decisions.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you're like the smartest dumb person. Mm-hmm. Ever.
Drive safely, pretty dress. You could have got a...
Well, I drove safely later. Oh, it got fixed. I had to wait till the next payday. That's all.
Kennedy. All right.
That's me. I'm done.
Fine.
I just can't. I can't.
Any doubt.
Okay, so I just saw this on the Facebook, and this girl said, what's the first three things you would do if you woke up the other sex?
Oh.
The first three things you would do.
Can it be the same thing three times?
Sure, if you want. Three things I would do if I was a boy. One, pee.
Standing up
that's with the mother penis.
That's what I would do first as well.
Yeah, it's pretty dope. I would recommend the helicopter. Not while you're peeing, but it's fun.
There were a lot of comments for the helicopter dick, and I was like, I don't know if I'd want to really.
You wouldn't want a helicopter?
No,
that's like
don't.
Fun, dude. All right. You guys don't know. You don't have one. Trust
correct.
Me.
That is correct.
I want to do the dirty.
Okay.
A couple times. And see what that's all about for you guys.
I feel like it's better for you guys. You guys have more nerve endings.
Yeah, I mean.
Scientifically.
It's a different level, I think.
There's so much that could happen in that dirty context.
But
so.
you get something coming out of you. And I just want to see how it is.
What's that all about?
What's that all about?
But then you have to take a nap and your day's over, so.
Yeah. I'm done. How was it for you?
Well, you know what your third thing should be? Please a woman.
Find the spot.
Show them where it is. Show all of your male friends where it is.
Yes. And there were so many comments like, I want to be able to like walk alone at night. I want to be able to do things that, you know, that women are scared to do. I'm like, I just want to do the more fun, dirty
I want to
stuff.
Walk into a meeting at work and have people listen to me. That'd be awesome. Mm.
That would be
yeah.
crazy.
Well, I want to get a free drink at a bar and see what that's like because that's never happened to me.
Me neither. But
I never really understood that.
No, me neither. I had friends who were like that.
So do I.
But, I bet as a 25-year-old girl, you probably have pretty friends who can go out with $0 and
but
get hammered.
But that is so disgusting to me.
Oh, no, I don't. Yeah.
I would never go up to a dude and be like, and flirt with him for a drink.
No, because I'd worry that he wants something else and then he'd follow you outside and no thank you, yeah, all set.
No, I'll buy you a drink. Let's emasculate the fuck out of you. I can't.
Or no, thank you. I don't like you. I don't think we have any chemistry. Mm, bye.
Can I have your number? I said no.
No.
What makes you think that? And no, you don't have to buy me a drink. It's enough. It's
right,
enough.
Dan, what would you do?
Yeah, what's the three?
The opposite sex.
If you were a lady.
I'm trying to think of non-sex related stuff.
You feel your boobs, and that's a fact.
Oh, of course.
I look at myself naked.
And then you'd start doubting every single piece of you. You started looking at yourself.
Oh, I'd love to wear boxers every single day, too. Oh.
I would wonder what it would feel like to have internal genitalia and have nothing be there.
Yeah.
That would weird me out, I think.
Yeah, because like you're so used to having something between your legs.
Mm. Well, we have something between our legs.
I know, but it's nice and up there.
That would be the first thing I do. I wouldn't even make it out of bed. But I have to know what this feels like.
What is this?
It's so much different.
What is this thing?
And then outside of that, I don't know. Like,
They can be sex related. It doesn't...
I've never had anything inserted into me. That would be new.
There.
Well, you would just have to reach into your nightstand drawer.
Yep.
There's a bingo.
Well, I don't have any D batteries currently because I'm not a girl.
Plug in the wall, Dan.
I got a battery pack.
I don't know what else I would do if I was a girl for a day. What's fun things do girls get to do that guys can't? I'm a white guy. I can do most shit already.
Yes,
yeah,
you
that's
can.
True.
Like, my life is pretty dope.
Being a girl?
I feel like all the stuff that comes along with being a girl is really shallow, like getting drinks for free or getting out of parking tickets or getting like, whatever.
It's like, or like beauty stuff. Like, you could like, you know, like go get your nails done. Like, go get your, like in hair. I don't know.
Hmm.
Yeah, all mine would be sex related for sure.
Which is fine.
I'm so curious how it differs.
I was thinking about that yesterday too. I want to know. But until science lets me do it and then transform back.
If you were a guy for a day, would you have sex with a woman?
Hell yeah.
Well, I would have sex with a woman right now. So.
Right.
Same.
Girls are pretty and soft and they smell good.
Yeah. You guys got the short end of the stick on that one, for sure.
Damn it.
You're much more aesthetically pleasing than us.
All right, Daniel, what you got today?
Speaking of sex stuff.
No, dear.
I forget how this conversation started, but it's in my head. Where is, like, we've all had sex in different places, and where, at least I have, where the moment hits. Where is, like, the worst place that you've done it, where afterwards you're like, that was uncomfortable, I should have just waited till we got home? Or, like, what's the worst place that you got it on?
In a parking lot, downtown Boston. Just because it was remarkably uncomfortable, but then looking up and realizing the person was in the car next to you.
Oh, pit. The whole time? Was he? Did he know? Was he looking?
It was not, I don't have tinted windows.
Yeah. Did he clap after?
Well done. No, bravo.
It was just kind of an awkward moment.
Yeah.
I was like feeling myself and whatnot, and then the person I was with was like, so... And I was like, oh, hey, oh, God, I want to die.
I'm terrible at car sex. I'm just not very flexible. I'm not built for,
it's
like, a Civic.
It's unnecessary. Unless you're 16 years old, I don't know why you're doing it.
Like,
I knew what I was doing.
Like, I can afford a hotel room if that comes the worst to it.
I have a big enough car, but it wasn't. Anyway, it seemed like a good idea at the time.
Depends. Situational. In the woods.
See, there's a lot of bugs.
Yeah. That was not my finest moment for sure. And then the fajitas in Rita's bathroom.
Please go on.
Oh, public bathroom, airport.
That's dope. Yeah, we used to go to fajitas and Rita's a lot. And they give you pitchers of margaritas, and I was feeling myself. And
he said, hey, you, come here.
I said, one thing led to another, and I was walking out of the bathroom about 5 minutes later. I said, what the hell just happened?
Wow, Annie. Daniel?
Yep.
Probably for me, one particular time sticks out outside of the car time and stuff. I was in a park. But it was a park in the city, so you're not really in the woods. So we're in a...
Like Boston Common?
So it's like a... No, it's like a... it's basically a baseball field next to a 7-Eleven.
Oh, good enough.
And we were coming back from the bar.
Did you round third?
Oh, no. I scored. But there's people, like, parking their car and walking into 7-Eleven 7 feet from us. We're behind a bush.
Oh, my God.
Like, ignore all the sounds coming right to your left. Just get
that
your cranberry juice and move on. And your blunt wrap.
Did you go to 7-Eleven afterwards?
No,
did
but
you
they...
need to hydrate?
Yeah, I'm like, give me a Gatorade. Give me a Gatorade, some chocolate, baby.
Well, all right, well, this talk about doing it, and I will go home a little.
Yeah, that was,
it was super.
We've learned just so much about each other. This is such great bonding.
All right, I feel the need to take a shower. So, bye.
In the shower, that one's always fun.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.